Housing is a central tenet of Homewood's development efforts, but formerly incarcerated people often find themselves being locked out, even of homes built with federal money. As part of our Homewood Bound series, 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports that it's hard for those returning from prison to find a place to stay.
Doug Williams isn't shy about his past struggles with drugs.
My pastor always said it, you got to go through a test to have a testimony.
Growing up in Homewood, he says he went from playing sports to getting high.
Anything and everything, but the main one was crack, powder, cocaine, and heroin.
After several stints in jail, he's now considered a success story in the neighborhood. He got clean and turned his life around. He's currently a program coordinator at the Greater Pittsburgh YMCA, where he helps other young men returning from prison or jail.
We have to provide more homes, affordable homes for men, because it allows them to become self-sufficient.
In Pennsylvania, 2 out of every 3 people released from prison go back within 3 years. Access to stable and affordable housing help this population stay out of jail. But finding a home isn't that easy.
We have a lot of trouble finding apartments that individuals can afford after they leave our system.
Department of Health and Human Services Cynthia Shields says Allegheny County tries to provide a safety net of housing services. The county has what it calls a housing first model and works with about 30 organizations that find housing for people with records. They offer rental assistance and work with case managers to make sure tenants are paying rent and meeting requirements to, for example, stay sober or attend anger therapy. Still, Shields says,
finding landlords that will rent to our programs is a challenge for us.
Some landlords don't want to go through the county property inspection. Others stigmatize ex-offenders and worry how they might behave as tenants. Will they pay rent? Will they take care of the unit? Finding a home can be a challenge, even in government-subsidized housing. On the corner of Hamilton and North Lang Avenues, bulldozers screech near a line of tall, wood-framed homes. Reverend Ricky Burgess is proud of this project, which includes 58 rental units. He's the city council member who represents Homewood.
The goal is to take Homewood, which is a community of concentrated poverty, and transform it into a stable mixed-income community.
Tenants can apply to live here through the city's housing authority. The smallest unit rents for $900 a month. But former offenders would be unlikely to find a home here. The housing authority sharply limits access for ex-offenders, so other residents feel safe. Burgess says projects like this are directed at a larger population.
The greatest need is affordable housing, period. And that housing for people coming home for reintegration is a subsection of that need. It is not the biggest need, but it is a need.
Homewood activist Shirley Fuller says such policies don't consider the likely influx of formerly incarcerated people moving into the neighborhood.
No, it's not a priority. Because all we're talking about is affordable housing. Can you afford it? If an individual is just coming home from incarceration, are they at that plateau to where they can afford a $900 a month bedroom?
That's a steep rent for many Homewood residents, but those who receive rental assistance may be able to afford it. But once again, the formerly incarcerated can't take advantage of this aid. So applicants with records have to find willing private landlords.
In a few places where we know that there are those type of housing, we don't sort of broadcast it.
Fuller says that's because residents could be stigmatized or targeted, and neighbors could be vulnerable too. That's the case for Dwayne Drummond, the formerly incarcerated window installer we met earlier in the series. He didn't want to say where he lived because he wasn't on the lease due to his record.
You know what I mean? This is not my house. You know what I mean? This is my girl's house. And that's the truth, you know what I mean? Can't get nothing in your name, you know what I mean? Because you want people to have reentry into society, and you're blackballing from jobs, blackballing from housing.
As Homewood tries to work through the troubles in its past, Fuller says it should consider how the formerly incarcerated can fit into its future.
Regardless of who it is, it's our responsibility to put our arms around everybody.
I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.
This is part 4 in a series exploring how Homewood and residents who have spent time behind bars are trying to rebuild after the war on drugs. Find more at WESA.fm/homewoodbound.